Go ahead.
A lesson on the subject of the absolute zero, quote 22 from Shamati, 40, what is the measure of faith in the Rav? One should depict to oneself that it is as if he has already been rewarded with whole faith in the Creator, and already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world in the form of the good who does good. Meaning that the whole world receives only good from him. Yet, when one looks at oneself, he sees that he is poor and indigent. In addition, when he observes the world, he sees that the entire world is tormented, each according to his degree. One should say about that, as it is written, they have eyes, but they see not. They means that as long as one is in multiple authorities called they do not see the truth. And what are the multiple authorities? As long as one has two desires, even though he believes that the entire world belongs to the Creator, but something also belongs to man. But in truth, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator and say that one does not want to live for oneself. And the only reason that he wants to exist is in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Thus, by this, one annuls his own authority completely. And then, he is in the singular authority, the authority of the Creator. Only then can he see the truth, how the Creator leads the world by the quality of good and doing good. But as long as he is in multiple authorities, meaning when he still has two desires, in both mind and heart, he is unable to see the truth. Instead, he must go above reason and say, they have eyes, but they do not
together.
Excerpt 23 from Abash, the article, What is the herdsman of Abraham's cattle and the herdsman of Lot's cattle in the work? Specifically through faith above reason, meaning even if one feels darkness on this path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, and the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would be certainly easier for him to move further and be rewarded with always being in a state of work, and he would have no descent. Nonetheless, he chooses to go above reason. This is called the herdsman of Abraham's cattle, meaning that even though it does not shine for him, he is still
divinity from the dust, you might say.
Excerpt 24 from Abash, what does it mean that one should bear a son and a daughter in the work? The work above reason should be unconditional surrender. That is, one should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. A person should say, I want to be a servant of the Creator, even though I have no idea about the work and I feel no flavor in the work. Nevertheless, I am willing to work with all my might, as though I have attainment and feeling and flavor in the work, and I am willing to work unconditionally. At that time, a person can go forward, and then there is no place for him to fall from his state, since he takes upon himself to work even when he is placed right in the earth, since it is impossible to be lower